had a great time in China. I learned to speak little Chinese. Does anyone here speak Chinese? Who? Yes? Yeah? Ni shuo shema. You took Chinese for 3 years? You lived in China for 6 years? Oh my gosh. Zai nar?
Shanghai,
Hanau. So we were all talking about you. No, Chinese is great. I'm gonna teach you a little bit of Chinese right now. Okay, so ni hao means hello. So when I say ni hao, you say ni hao. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Wei, ni hao. Oh, he likes you. But the other thing about Chinese is that it's a really interesting language because different tones on words can make it mean different things. Here's an example. Xiaohuzi can mean young man, but Xiaohuzi can also mean monkey, depending on the way you say it. More interestingly, Xiangjiao is a banana, whereas Xingjiao is sex. I had a fun time buying fruit in China. Hello, I'm just a young man looking for a banana. So this is somewhat embarrassing, but
when I was in China, a long time ago.
When I was in China, I was alone a lot of the time, and I'm like, you know, I'm a young single guy, so people would actually proposition me for bananas. And in Chinese, the word xiaojie means like miss or young lady, but if you say xiaojie, sometimes it also means miss or young lady. So the way people would do it is I would walk by and they'd go, xiaojie, xiaojie, and I would go, no, because no. Also because no. But this one guy one time would not leave me alone. I was walking and he was just going, xiaojie, 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 no. No, no. Xiaojie, xiaojie, xiaojie. I go, finally, no, I don't want xiaojie. Xiaohuzi? To which I replied, monkeys? Like that would somehow be any better. So that didn't happen, but just putting it out there. No, China was great. I was in a small town called Shijiazhuang, a small town of about 6 million people, and they hadn't seen many foreigners. And I know that sounds like a bad word, like foreigner, but literally, when you go through the customs in Beijing, there's Chinese or foreigners. So I was like quite a novelty there. And a lot of times people would want to start a conversation with me, but they only knew one word, and that word was hello. So we wouldn't get very far fast that. Like one time, literally, one guy was driving down the street, and he popped his head out of his window, like this.
As he drove by, went, hello?
It's the most courteous drive-by I've ever been to. But China was awesome because I was still such a novelty to people that they would be coming up to me, you know, they would nudge their friends when I came in and point at me. They would come and try to start conversations with me. People would buy me drinks in bars, and I finally realized, in China, I'm the hot girl I've always wanted to be. China's great. I love my time in China.